That is hysterical. So, Angie, what seat do you pick on a plane?
Okay, this is a fun question. I think anybody that doesn't pick this one is cray cray, but I'm excited to hear what you guys think. I absolutely have to have the outside, the aisle seat. I do not like to be in between people, and I don't like to be claustrophobic-y by the window.
I'm That's all it. With you, Angie. I'm all with you. That's me exactly.
Yes.
I can't breathe if I'm by the window. I know it sounds crazy, but I can't breathe, especially when there's two other people to the side of me.
Yes. Agreed.
Okay, so I'm the crazy one. I'm the crazy one. And there's a few things. So I used to always want the window because I want to see what's out the window, especially if I know I'm going west and there's mountains, or I'm going northeast where there's mountains. Like, I want to see them. But now that I've traveled a bit more, I look and see how long my layover is. And if it's an hour or less, I'm sitting on the outside. Because I got to go. I got to go.
Yep.
I don't have time to wait.
That's a good another reason. Add that to my list. Absolutely. Yes. We've all been in that position where you're like, and then the people don't get us started on that question. The people that get up, that's a whole nother question, and don't take their turn. What? What are you? I will tell you this. How did I work it? This chick was, they were doing that thing, and I actually didn't have to get off the plane fast. But I was so annoyed. I was like, listen, I paid money for this seat so I could be up front and get out soon. You know, like, we're paying money for these seats. And so I actually like stuck my leg. She was like right here, and actually like stuck my leg out. And I just like very clearly, you're not going to go ahead. That's about as mean as I can get. But I was serious about it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. This brings up the next question, though. Are we putting our seat back, or are we keeping it straight up? Because I struggle with that, especially on long flights, and I have work to do. So tell me what you folks do, because I'm curious.
I'm going to jump in here just because I was on a plane flight recently, and this truly irked me. I was on outside seat. I had my computer. It was tight spacing anyway, and I had a lot of work to do, which is my own internal stress, because now I've left it down to the wire of I've got a flight to meet a deadline. So whose fault is that, right? But this guy in front of me reclined, and I think the chair may have been broken because it went back even further. But I literally could not move. And then a woman who was at the window seat wanted to get out. I couldn't even get out until I tapped him. And the first time I was very nice and said, like, it would have been, here's your first clue. You know, I can't get out, neither can this woman. And then I stood there, like, right next to him, because I really wanted to send a nice message, but put your seat up, buddy. And he didn't the rest of the trip. And then I found myself trying to balance internally. Do I want to start jamming my legs in? Like, how awful is that, that you get to that point? I don't want to be that person.
You did, didn't you? But you did. I know you did. I know you did.
So the answer is yes, you did start jamming your legs in.
I pushed a little harder. I sent a message. But
dude, I would really just say it. I think I would say it. That could be the other question. If somebody does do that, do you say something or don't you say something? After you've given the nice, gentle...
Yeah. And how many times is too many times to get up? Because that's the other, when you are in the aisle, which I'm an aisle person, but if a person keeps asking you to get up, what do you do? I mean, you keep getting up, but when is enough enough? Have you had that?
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
Three times. I was at a basketball game recently where we were like in the center, and I'm not like Angie. I only have two kids, but they never want to go anywhere at the same time. And so like I had to say to those people, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I felt at that moment that I'm like, this is the last time. I promise. This is the last time.
But people have so much grace for kids. People have a lot of grace when that. So this is not probably on our list of questions, but on your note of kids, this was something interesting on the plane. So, you know, like I said before, like, you know, I take the cheap flights, like Frontier, Southwest, whatever I can, or what's the other one? Yeah. Frontier, Southwest, Allegiant, whatever, the cheaper ones. But then you have to pay for your seats, right? So I pay for my seat to, unfortunately, not be first class, but I don't even think they have first class, but I'd like to sit up in that first section. So I do. So I'm on the plane, the plane is almost full, and then in comes this mom, this dad, and three little girls, probably under the age of 7, okay? And guess what? They have all separate seats.
Oh.
So she's walking in, and she's like, well, okay, here, but this one's going to go in between these two adults that paid for these seats. And she goes, listen, I have done a lot of things as a parent, but I cannot even imagine. So she goes, she walks in, she goes, so who wants the baby? What?
No.
Are you kidding me right now? So now everybody's like feeling guilty. So I was so glad I wasn't the one, because I would have been so mad. Does that sound insensitive? I just felt like, wow, how often do you do this? Just pay for your separate seats and then get on and expect everybody to move. I probably sound like the meanest person right now, but people did, and that was nice of them.
Okay, quick break. Have you seen the Traveling Sales Ladies exclusive coaching collection? Courses built specifically for sales pros who live out of a carry-on. Buyer mindset, road safety, work-life stuff. All of it, actual coaches, no fluff. Take advantage of our bundled package for all courses. Grab the link in the show notes, and let's get back to it.
Wow.
People got tense on a flight. It's funny that you mentioned that. I was on a flight about a year ago, and everyone had their, you know, their seat that they like, either on the window or on the aisle. And this woman came in, and she had three kids, and she wanted everyone to move. And this one guy, she's like, can you just move to the middle seat? He's like, no, I can't. I paid for in advance and I'm not doing it. Well, she got crabby. He got cranky and they started raising their voice to each other. I was like, this is not going to be good. We're going to be emergency landing because there's going to be a fight. And it broke out. It like, no joke, it broke out. But like, that's another question. You like, you know, Angie said, I like the aisle. I like the aisle. I don't want to be jammed in that window seat. So what do you do? You know, it's a tough thing. And then you just look like a complete jerk. But everyone's looking at you because it involves children, right?
Yeah.
So I know. I feel bad that I'm saying it now, but yes, that's how I felt.
Well, I was thinking, what's the cutoff with the age of children too? When it's cute and give grace versus, oh my gosh. Like what I mean by that is you could have like, I don't know, I have a lot of empathy for babies, right? Real babies that are screaming and crying, or sometimes you can see it in their eyes that they're sick. And I find empathy. And I mean, I've got two kids of my own, but at certain ages, when that 3 or 4 or 5 year old is now screaming and crying or whatever, I find my empathy is less. And that probably sounds terrible, but I go with it.
It does sound terrible. It sounds bad.
How old are you? Is your age showing?
Yes, it is. It's so
Dude, that does happen. You just like don't have it anymore. You're like, yeah, take care of your kid. Okay. It's 5. Suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah, the age that's is right. Going.
Control. And I'm the one that's doing in the coaching collective. I'm the one that's talking about kids. So I need to be done sharing my 2 cents. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's hysterical. Okay. Who's been hit by a cart numerous times?
What?
Is it your fault?
A cart.
Yeah. Okay. That's coming down the aisle. And you've got your shoulder out a little too much. And the cart hits you. That's happened to me. And I often say, is it me or is it them?
Well,
it's my foot. If I've crossed my legs,
yes,
then my foot is hanging out. And now I have to uncross my legs, or I have to, you know, that it's not necessarily my shoulder, although I think I have been hit a little bit. But if I'm on the window seat, I can't necessarily cross my legs like that. So
yeah.
I guess that's a risk reward.
A risk reward.
Yeah, yes. I like it. I like
yes.
it. Yeah.
If anything was going to get hit, it would be my head. It'd be my head because, you know, you're like trying to lean out, you know, and your mouth open and stuff. Or maybe it's my tongue, you know, that's it. Anyway.
Oh my goodness.
No, on my way down here to Florida, the last, I was like 3 weeks ago. This is probably TMI, but this is, now when I say it's TMI, everyone listens and they perk up. Everyone starts to smile like, tell me more. But I swear, I was in the aisle seat and the cart woman, the flight attendant came and she was faced in the opposite direction and she kept scooching down to get something. And I'm not kidding you, her behind was right in my face like four times. And I'm like, okay, this is really awkward. I looked at the woman next to me. I'm like, all right, this is getting really awkward. Once, okay, four times, that's crazy. Like it was right there. So I thought, that's a first. And I've been traveling for work for years. So
that is not a risk reward.
No.
That's too much risk.
That's too much something.
Now, if you're in the aisle seat and the person over by the window shuts the shade for the entire flight, does that bother you or not bother you?
Yes.
That bothers you?
At landing, it does, because I need to see, because I'm a nervous flyer. I got to see out the window and be able to see where we're at. And when everyone shut down, I feel like I don't have that balance. I don't like that.
So would you ask the person if you didn't know them to open?
I haven't. Unless it's my husband. I'm like, can you open that? Because I need to help fly this plane and I can't see. Because I'm white knuckling it the whole way down. And if it's turbulent, you gotta put that shade up, my friend, please.
Okay. How about you, Erin? Does it bother you up or down?
It doesn't. Bother me. No. You know, I am a recovering people pleaser. So I am very comfortable in just sitting in, like, if I just am comfortable with allowing people to do what they need to do. You know what I mean? Even if I'm uncomfortable, I will let them lay their seat back. I'm not going to say anything. Like, I can't remember what the situation was, but I was like, it was like a real life crisis for me. Should I tell him? Should I do like that was like a life crisis for me. And I think I just sat in misery for however long because it just wasn't worth the risk for me. It's just so I don't ever lean my seat back. Honestly, never lean my seat back.
I don't either.
I would never ask somebody. I just don't want the other person to be uncomfortable. And so I would rather be uncomfortable than the other person. So there's still growth. I still need to grow in my people pleasing recovery.
Nice. Yeah, but nice I want to travel with Erin.
I know. Also, Erin, we like the aisle seat. And well, my thoughts on that are if I choose the aisle seat, then I do that for my reasons, but I forego the responsibilities or the choices that come with sitting next to that window. So I guess if they have the window, in my view, they get to keep it shut or not. And they don't know if I want it open. I guess I could ask, but I don't think I ever have. But I think that's all fair in plain seats. That if you sit by the window, you get to control the window. If you sit by the aisle, you get all those freedoms. You get to get out first, etc.
You know, yeah. Even sometimes I'm like, do you think this person wants a snack? Should I wake him up? It's snack time.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's snack time.
That is a good one.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah. I'll just take theirs and I'll give them to them when they wake up. I'll just do that.
Or if you are in the window seat and you have to go to the bathroom and the person in the aisle seat is sleeping, then I'll hold it.
Oh, that's the worst.
Probably longer than I should. Yeah. Because I don't want to wake the person up, but then I'm the one sitting there suffering. But it's kind of
yes.
I'd rather have them not woken up and I'll take my chances.
Yes.
These are real world problems that we're talking
about here.
Real world problems. Yes.
And you know what? You're getting double the Cheez-Its. My question is, if that person doesn't wake up soon enough, do you eat the second bag?
I really don't get the Cheez-Its. You guys are on some fancy flight if you're getting Cheez-Its, first of all. No, I don't keep them for them. They lose. They snooze. They lose.
Well, let me tell you about these snacks. I flew my first Southwest flight in a long time because Southwest isn't usually around me. Anyways, I flew it. And they had these amazing pretzel twists that was like Maui something. And I was just like, I got to have more of these. And I have actually bought them and I eat them and I love them.
I'm about ready to take a Southwest flight.
Yes. Okay. Well, it's some kind of pretzel twist. And I believe it's, I forget what it's called, but there's some kind of Maui onion. It's like an onion and a sugary kind of substance. It's the best thing ever. And then my husband loves Biscoff cookies. So
The best.
I don't love them.
I love those. See, I'm getting ready to take that flight. Okay, pretzel twists.
Wow.
They still sell those. So.
The biscuit things are good, but they, like, who cares about any of this? I'm sorry, you guys. But biscuit things give me heartburn. So I don't take those.
I need to tell my husband that. Maybe that's why he gets such bad heartburn, because he eats those things.
Yeah, like very greasy or something. I mean, you know, if I'm starving, but anywho.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to the pretzel twists.
Yes.
And you know what I always feel like? It's bigger than even hitting the lottery, seriously. When you are on a flight these days, because they're typically so full. But when you are in the aisle seat, there's someone on the window, and it's like you see the people coming. And as they get closer, closer, and you're like, please no, please no, please. And then it's like the last person, you're like, yes, it's open. Well, I'm so social. Why is it I love to have no one near me? Like, that's so terrible. Yes. But it's like you hit the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a good question.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Hear the door shut and they say, oh, like the door's all set. And you're like, yes, I've got no one next to me. Like that makes your whole day. Cause then you can spread out. I pull down the middle tray there. I put all my stuff on the tray. Cause God forbid I mess up my own tray. So it's a beautiful thing.
Well, could we ask this? Cause I'm curious about this for you guys. So you just said, I mean, and I feel the same way. I'm pumped if no one sits next to me. And I'm a social person too, but I do not care to talk to anybody on the plane. Hi, how's your day going? That's about it. I have on my last flight. I mean, okay, and I'll say this, and then I have met some fascinating people on flights, and That's very cool. I have lots of those cool experiences, but my preference is, I prefer not to talk to you. This one chick in front of me, my last flight, I swear to you, not exaggerating, these two people started talking and they did not stop for 2 hours. It was I can't imagine they didn't continue that relationship. They just talked the entire time. I would not enjoy that, I'm pretty sure. How about you guys?
I don't like that. Headsets, they're a beautiful
Depends on my mood. I go back and forth. Sometimes I have met some interesting people. There was guy from a supposed famous band, so famous that I can't even tell you the band or him, but he told me it was a famous band. And he was very interesting. So I go back and forth. I think it's just how that other person is acting or engaging or so forth. But then once again, it can get awkward because I can also start that conversation or they start it. Now I'm engaged, but now I'm ready to leave the conversation. And I'm kind of like, how do we shut this down quickly? I've got work to do. Erin, what do you think?
I am either or. Again, I got voted most likely to talk to a tree in high school, so I will talk to anyone and enjoy it. But there are times, like if I have been on a speaking trip or because I work from home and I am talking virtually to people, but, you know, no one's in the house, I have... And if I go to a conference, it takes everything out of me, even though I'm equally filled. I am worn out because I'm not used to that amount of energy all the time. So there are times where I'm like, I don't have it in me to speak to you. But then there are times where it's like, God, I haven't talked to a person that wasn't my family in person in a long time. I want to talk to you. You know,
no, so true. So true.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
You know, I have been known to have really long conversations with people. In fact, when I was working inside of a community, I was going to a leadership conference and I sat next to somebody and he was a, you know, an older gentleman. And we were talking about swords or something. I don't know. We literally talked the whole time and it didn't bother me. But there was somebody in the back of the plane who saw me engaging with him the entire time that was going to the same leadership conference. I didn't know who they were. We worked for the same company. Anyway, so he told the president and the vice president or CEO or whatever, after he knew who I was, how impressed he was that I talked to this older gentleman the entire plane ride, which at that point in my life was not, I mean, like, I talked to everybody, like, you know, that was not uncommon for me. And they made a big deal about it. And I'm like, isn't this just being human? Like, isn't this, I didn't understand why this was made a big deal, because now I understand that not a lot of people want to talk to strangers on a plane, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know what you
don't
know.
I think, like you said, you know, that probably the times that I met fascinating people and that were ended up to be like, you know, kind of like crazy connections, you know, you talk to somebody and you're like, wow, you know, I feel like I've known you forever. That's definitely happened. But I think, like you were saying, I think, Aaron, this is the mindset that I have. If I'm going to whatever to speak and there's work to be done, then I need to kind of not expend all my energy. And it feels like this is a time for me to just chill and get my mind clear and stuff. So, yeah, I think we're all very nice people on this podcast recording. And so don't take it wrong, audience, that we do enjoy people. But yeah.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That is a good one.
Hello.
That's a really good one.